Life is hard. Correct? Yes. Being set apart is hard. Following Jesus is hard. But Jesus told us it would be. He told us that if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross and follow me. Life is going to be difficult. And as followers of Jesus, even more so, this path is going to be a challenge. And that statement, take up your cross, became very literal for a man. A certain man named Simon of Cyrene, father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. Most likely a pilgrim in for Passover. And there he is, sees Jesus on the road, and the soldiers force him to take Jesus' cross and walk this road. One of the most iconic moments of shared suffering in the gospel. And this moment wasn't a volunteer position. It was forced upon him, forced to carry the cross. And you think about what that teaches us about the kind of interruptions and inconveniences that may actually be invitations from God. Because for even just a brief moment, the weight of the cross was shared. Because burden bearing isn't about fixing people. It's about walking with them until they can stand again. It's about walking with people. And you might not be called to carry someone's cross every day, but you might be their Simon for one sacred mile. You might be the one who holds them up when they feel like they cannot stand. And my guess is, many of you have experienced people carrying your burdens. People bringing a meal. People offering financial help. People who say an encouraging word at just the right time. People who sit with you in a hospital room. Those sacred moments are the work of Christ in this world through his people. Those sacred moments are beautiful examples of the gospel being lived out. Paul is writing a letter to the church in Galatia. He's writing to people who are struggling with their identity now as followers of Jesus. He's writing to people who are rich and people who are poor. He's writing to people who are Jewish and people who are Roman. He's writing to people who are law observant and what they consider law ignorers. And he's encouraging them. How do we live together as the people of God? How do we live together as the body of Christ? And he says this in Galatians 6. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one of you should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Which brings up a really interesting question. Is Paul contradicting himself? Because he tells you on one hand to carry each other's burdens, and then he says just a few moments later, carry your own stuff. Carry your own load. So the words here that show up in the text are really interesting. There are actually two different Greek words. The first one is bare. It means burden. And it comes from the root of this word means weight, trouble, or overbearing difficulty. Right? It's this heavy weight that's almost impossible to carry, to stand up underneath. The other word is fortion, and it represents cargo or a soldier's pack. It's what you are supposed to carry on your own. It's your stuff that you are responsible for. It's our responsibilities. It's our calling. It's our moral integrity. It's our choices. It's the normal weight of life. But that first word isn't just these normal, everyday burdens. It's this crushing weight that's almost impossible to stand beneath. It's this weight that has the ability to destroy someone. Think about the death of a spouse, a diagnosis, a relapse, poverty, despair. Right? And Paul is making these implications. These are not just everyday responsibilities. These break people. These crush people. And we have a responsibility as the body of Christ. We have a responsibility to carry those crushing burdens alongside one another. Right? And it shows this full picture of maturity and community that we have in Christ. You're responsible for your own load. You're responsible for your choices, for your character, for your calling. But you are also responsible to help carry the things that others cannot carry. I know I've told you this story before, but this backpack is now like 15 years old, and it stood up really well against the elements of our closet. Doesn't look like it's had a day of work. But we went on a backpacking trip back when I was a youth minister. It was the last wilderness trek I went on. And again, I know I've told this story, but this is just so perfect for today. We were carrying our backpacks up the mountain, and we're on our way to our high camp. And we have three guys on this trip with us that are just, they're 17, 18, big, strong. They are not struggling at all. They're running. And the problem is they're leaving everyone else behind. And we have some smaller kids on this trip who are struggling so bad under the weight of these backpacks. And they have this great illustration that they always did on with Team Ascend. You would get into this circle, and everyone would set their pack in front of them, and you would pass them to the person next to you. And for the remaining mile or two of the trek, you would have to carry someone else's pack, right? To carry someone else's burdens and experience what other people we're experiencing. And so on this trip, our guide pulled several of the adults beside and said, hey, here's what we're fixing to do. And these three guys, I'm worried, are going to get like a little petite girl's backpack, and it's just going to make it even lighter, and it kind of ruins everything. So I want to make sure that they get your backpacks, because the adults had a little bit heavier pack. And so Brent and another friend of mine, Scott, who was on this trip with us, we grabbed our backpack, and right before we did, we snuck off the trail into the woods, and we opened up our backpack, and we found some nice rocks, and we filled our backpack with probably another, 20 pounds of rocks. And put it in there, got it all set, gave our backpacks back to these teenagers who were flying up the mountain, and suddenly, their backpacks were a little more difficult to carry. And so we get there, and we set our packs down, and the guys are a little more tired now. And they said, man, it was really difficult knowing that you old people were carrying these really, really heavy packs. Now, to this day, I have never told Cameron, Dustin, and Michael, I think was the other one, that we put rocks in our backpacks before we handed it to them. But the weight became a lot heavier. It became something that was a little bit more of a struggle. My guess is you've had those moments in life where the normal weight of everyday life hits you a little bit harder, where something else got thrown on top, and now it was something that was almost impossible for you to carry. Because the problem is that weight gets heavier, things start to seem hopeless. Despair starts to set in. You start to question, am I capable of making it? Can I even take another step? And it seems like we don't know where to turn. We don't know what to do. And that's the very moment Paul is referring to when he says, you should carry one another's burdens. You, as the body of Christ, should be looking around and saying, hey, they're going through something right now that I couldn't imagine, and I'm going to step in, and I'm going to do what I can to help, because I know they can't carry this alone. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to pull my weight. But there's sometimes I need to help pull the weight for someone else. There's times I need to carry someone else's burdens. And he says, in this way, you fulfill the law of Christ. Next slide there. Just imagine it was there, yeah. No, back to Galatians 6, sorry. There we go. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. You think, okay, what does he mean, the law of Christ? What is he referring to when he says the law of Christ? I go back to John, right? John says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. That is the law of Christ. Love one another well. And the law of Christ isn't a list, it is a life, shaped by love, carried out in community. The law of Christ is the way the body of Christ lives Jesus' life out. And so as I was kind of preparing for this message, I thought, you know, there's some people right now in our church who have been carrying some pretty heavy loads for a while. And so I just sent them a message and I said, hey, how have you seen others carry your burdens? And they wrote, us a note to share. And I had to kind of pare it down a little bit. They were long because there was a lot to say and a lot to be grateful for. I just want to share these with you. Ben and Gina said, we were taught from a young age to be strong, to be independent, to carry our own weight. That's exactly how Ben and his family handled things until he was first diagnosed, or when he was first diagnosed with cancer back in 2020. Even though people offered meals, rides, help, they didn't let many in. It wasn't because people didn't care, it was because they didn't want to feel like a burden. But 5 years later, when Ben was diagnosed again with cancer, they finally came to a breaking point. The surgeries, the treatments, the emotional toil was too much. And so this time they did something they hadn't done before. They said yes. When people offered to bring food, they let them. When someone wanted to help financially, they received the gift. When Ben was wiped out from chemo and the kids had to be in three different places, they reached out. Tony Fears stepped in and took Donovan to his soccer game, while Gina got the others where they needed to go. And here's the beautiful part. It didn't just bless their family. Tony said he was blessed too. They said something that stuck with me. We would have never experienced God's love through others if we hadn't let our pride go and let them help. And that's it, isn't it? Letting someone carry your burdens isn't a sign of weakness. It's actually how the body of Christ works. And it's how we become the kind of people who will one day carry others' burdens. Keith Rolock said, "When I think about what it looks like to bear one another's burdens, I'm reminded that it doesn't always show up in grand or dramatic ways. Sometimes it's quiet, intentional, faithful." There was a moment not long ago when our family was in the hospital with Hattie. It was heavy and uncertain. And in the middle of it all, one of our elders simply texted, "Can I bring you anything?" And I could tell he meant anything. It might have seemed like a small offer, but in the moment it felt huge. That same week, a visiting family who just happened to be in town stopped by the hospital to visit. Their presence reminded us that we weren't alone. Those small gestures didn't just help us cope, they helped us breathe. They slowed down time and anchored us in the love of Christ's body. And what's stayed with us is how many people who didn't know Hattie before her diagnosis have stepped up with intentional care. Some have taken time to learn about her illness, to pray specifically for her, to send scripture encouragement that speaks directly to our situation. Even the simple question, "How's Hattie doing?" has meant the world. Sometimes I don't even know how to answer, but the question itself is a reminder we're not carrying this alone. Samantha and Ryan have been walking a long, difficult road of two cancer diagnoses almost simultaneously. Surgeries, chemo, radiation, and yet still more ahead. And yet, in the middle of all of that, they've experienced the church being the church. Samantha shared how much a meal train has meant. Not just the meals themselves, though, let's be honest, our church can cook. But the act of removing one question from their daily mental load, "What's for dinner?" Those meals were more practical, more than practical. They were love delivered to their doorstep. She talked about cards, texts, gift drops, errand runs, medical supplies shared, and people who offered to show up at doctor's appointments. Every act, big or small, made her feel seen, cared for, and not alone. Ryan told of a moment during Samantha's double mastectomy when several members from church, including one of our elders, simply sat with them in the hospital waiting room. Their silent presence brought deep comfort on one of the hardest days of his life. And then there was the April 2nd prayer gathering. Over 50 people showed up to pray over their family. He said it was one of the most sacred experiences they have ever had. Not just at Shiloh, ever. They are still in the thick of it. Another surgery is coming, more treatment ahead. But here's what they said. "We feel carried. Not because the path is easy, but because they're not walking alone. That's what bearing one another's burdens looks like." And then finally, David Blackstone said, "One of the most powerful truths of our faith is that God meets real needs through real people." And that's what the Blackstone family has experienced firsthand through this church. Last July, on the second day of VBS, they received devastating news. David had lost his job. Now, just weeks into a new job this spring, they received another blow. Their 17-year-old daughter, Eva, was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And yet, through both storms, the people of Shiloh stepped in, not just with words, but with presence. From the very first day, there were prayers offered, comfort, help, hugs, and meals. People asked real questions and waited for honest answers. Sarah said it best, Shiloh is our safe place, a place to escape from the chaos. As the months of employment dragged on, this church became family. Groceries showed up, meals were offered, a freezer was filled, bills got paid. One Christmas, they took home 3 frozen turkeys and a freezer full of deer meat. The shepherd luncheons turned into our Sunday blessings, meals handed directly to our kids. And when Eva's diagnosis came, they knew exactly where to turn. One of our shepherds showed up at Children's Medical Center on the day of the port surgery, just sat and waited with them. Others prayed, fasted, called, wrote notes. When insurance complications arose, people said, "Don't wait. Don't worry about the cost. Get Eva the care that she needs. We've got you." The Blackstone said it clearly. You have no idea how much we feel Jesus when you reach out to us in love. That's what it looks like to bear one another's burdens. And that's what the body of Christ was meant to be. It is so amazing to hear those stories. To see this, show the next picture of Hattie and Eva in the hospital together. Right, this community, the body of Christ, was meant for this. And it's so easy to get focused on our day-to-day, because let's be honest. Even though this is yours to carry, there are some days it still seems heavy and it seems difficult, and it's so easy just to focus on what I have to do. But we have so many opportunities every single day. Right here, in your places of work, with your neighbors, to be Jesus to people, for people to see Christ in you. And that was what you were called to. That was what I was created for, to represent Him in this world, to be Jesus to a world that needs to see Him. Because ultimately, what our hope is that in our generosity, in our caring, in our prayers, in our comfort, in our sitting with people, it's not that you would see, oh man, they're such a great person, but they would look at them and they would see how great our God is and His goodness that never ends. Jesus tells those following Him, "Come to me. Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We have the opportunity every single day to be those burden carriers for others. So I want to just ask you for just a moment, as we kind of wrap up, 2 questions. 2 questions I want to just give you some time to sit with for a moment. Right now in your life, who's carrying a burden near you right now? And what would it mean for you to walk beside them this week? Who's carrying a burden near you right now? And what would it mean for you to walk beside them this week? I want you to pull out your phone. You got permission. pull out your notebook, whatever you write on. And just in your notes section, I want you to write the name of a person that comes to mind who's carrying a really heavy burden right now. And I want you to answer that second question. What would it mean for you to walk beside them this week? I'm going to give you just a moment. I'm going to close this with prayer. Father, you're so good. And right now, as we're thinking about people in our life, people who are carrying really heavy burdens right now, we pray, Father, that you would help us, give us the perception, the wisdom, the discretion to know, Father, how best we can walk beside those right now. And Father, I pray that this could just simply, in a small way, look like Jesus in this world. That it could be flesh and blood, the body of Christ. Father, may you transform us. May you change us. May you give us a heart for those who are hurting, for those who are searching, for those who are lost. And Father, may we be Jesus in their presence. Father, we pray for those who are hurting today, those who feel the heavy weight of that burden. May they experience the love of Christ in the body of Christ today. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.